The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, Rickies. Happy Open Line Thursday. You're welcome to Call the Junks on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. You can call throughout the show. You can call like right now if you want. You can call from now until 9:54:20 when we go off the air. We are the Junks, and we're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, go to cropmetcalf.com. Do that today. You got a three-man Junks show on a Thursday. JP on vacation. I am Cakes at Money Metal Cakes, is where you find me on the Twitter. Jason Bishop is with us.
So there's probably 15 blocks that are cordoned off by DC police right down the street.
Yeah.
And I asked the cop, I said, are you allowed to tell me what's going on? He goes, we have a situation.
Oh, there's a situation. Yeah. Eric Bickle's also here.
I don't know. Where is all this going on?
Oh, right down there and then 10 blocks that way.
Glad you brought it up, because after the last 2 days of commuting down here, I think I need a new path here, because it's just setting me up on life tilt at 5:15 in the morning.
Oh yeah.
Like yesterday I can kind of understand it. Like the route that I take the 295 off ramp to get to the Navy Yard exit, and then I come down M Street past Navy Yard. The last 2 days it's been closed. Yesterday I can understand. The weather was bad, there's an accident, whatever. Today, same thing. Overnight accident, it's closed. I have to hop, stay on like whatever 295 or 495 until I get to the Suitland Parkway exit. But by that point, it's a big, gigantic bottleneck choke point because everybody's bailing out because a major artery has been shut down.
Correct.
So right. Then I finally get through. I go over that fancy-ass new bridge that they built.
Yep.
And I pass Nats Park. I'm like, okay, now it's just a easy commute in, or so I think.
Right.
Then I bang a right on M Street, and there, like you said, there's just blocks completely blocked off. All the emergency vehicles that you've ever thought
there's probably
are lined up down
probably
the street.
A total of 10 to 12 blocks that are.
So luckily,
you can't drive down.
I could take the left on Half Street past the cop car because it wasn't letting you go any further down M Street.
Right.
So it's not this, is it? Because it says on on the news station, it says I-695 11th Street Bridge inbound closed. No access for both sides of I-95 due to a crash.
Yeah, that's where I had to bail out.
But that's not what Jason
does. That's completely totally separate from whatever's happening on M Street.
Does DC police have anything on their Twitter? Or?
Nope, there's nothing out there.
Drab's
there's
actively nothing. Scanning.
I didn't see anything. I have barely any exposure. I get off whatever I'm getting off. I get right into the building.
Yeah, I mean, for a while, I was doing the cut through the city bit, but I tired of that, too. And there's no good way for me to get from where I live to where I'm sitting right now.
The only thing I say about coming to the city, Cakes, is it's just perfectly consistent. Same amount of time every day.
Maybe.
If there's a issue. You just go one block over and go around it.
I guess.
You can't do it on 295.
Maybe I'll get back to that. Because
what are you looking for? Some sort of pleasant drive? None of it's pleasant. It's 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Not pleasant. How about pleasanter?
It's just...
How about a little bit more?
It's a miserable drive into work. When you're just exhausted.
Correct.
A miserable drive no matter how you do it, in my opinion.
But for me, it starts off so smoothly because I hop on the ICC. It's wide open. There's no traffic. I mean, it's just... It couldn't be any easier.
Yeah.
Then the tension starts mounting as I get on 95, then on to 495. And the stakes always get raised on the B-Dub Parkway. Where the B-Dub Parkway splits to 50 and then 295,
mm-hmm.
then it's a little bit dicey.
It gets a little dicey.
Yeah.
I did that for years. Best move I ever did was just sucking it up and going through the city. It takes a little longer, but it's butt consistent.
So if anybody that's listening has a better commute path for me from Olney, Maryland to 1015 Half Street, I'm open for any and all suggestions because it's driving me crazy over the last 2 days.
What about that parkway? Like, what do they call that? The Cabbage John, near the Cabbage John,
like the
area.
Clara Barton Parkway. Maybe that's my, that'll be my new
I
route.
Think the Clara Barton might be an alternative for you.
And I don't want to take the G-Dub Parkway.
Yeah.
Take that out of any sort of route.
Well, because that gets screwed up too.
Yeah, I don't want to deal with that.
And people are going 100 on that.
Maybe Clara Barton is my salvation.
I think it's something to consider. Had you considered it before?
Not really, but now it's under consideration.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe a police officer can call us off air and off the record.
Oh, yeah. Are you desperate to know? Details.
Well, yeah. I mean, no one at the hotel knew.
Where exactly are the cops? By the hotel?
Going up towards
Nats Stadium?
Yeah, going up towards Nats Park, a block to the right, and then, I don't know, 5-6 blocks down to the left, and then blocks going this way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, there's probably 10 to 12 blocks that are cordoned off.
Yeah.
And some of them are taped off. There had to have been a shooting.
I don't know.
Had to have been.
Now, this could also... They're also.
I mean, why would the cops said there's a situation?
I'm going to text some friends in the news industry. I'll find out.
Yeah.
Okay.
There also could be residue from me spending an hour and a half in traffic last night getting to the Odyssey Holiday Party at MGM National Harbor.
How was that?
But I knew that was going to be the case.
We talked about it yesterday.
If I'm prepared to sit in traffic and know it's going to be a grind and a slog, that's okay. It's
right.
When it's just out of nowhere, you know, on a good weather day.
Right, so you were prepared for it yesterday.
I was prepared
driving.
For it.
So you left your house, I'm guessing, 4:30-ish?
Left my house at around a little early, like around 4, because I didn't want to get there right at 6 when the event started.
So you got there 5:30-ish?
5:30, 5:45.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of soul-sucking, but again, I knew what it was going to be going in.
Yeah.
But the party was nice. I mean, it was in the Bellagio room upstairs, like off of the Grand Ballroom.
Yep, good food.
Big open room. A lot of Christmas tunes, which was different from last year, which was welcomed.
Uh-huh.
That was a nice touch.
Yeah. Were you the only Junkies representative?
I was the only show rep.
Because Drabby was making me feel guilty yesterday for not going because I'm going. He said I was sounding hypocritical because I'm going down to the wharf tonight for another party.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't going to do back. It would have taken me longer than an hour and a half to get there.
Right.
But Drabby said he could have been convinced to go, but I'm guessing he didn't go.
I did not see Drab t-shirt there.
Yeah, good decision.
But it was a good time.
It was a good life decision.
I hung out with some salespeople that I don't see that often because we don't take that many swings through the sales cubicles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I ate with Heavy Metal Chris and his wife. Heavy Metal Chris, very nice guy. Producer, kind of jack of all trades.
Yeah, that's the big dude, right?
Big dude, yeah. Big dude, long hair.
Right.
Saw Funny Danny, saw Grant Paulson, saw The Rooster, hung out with him for a bit. Saw B. Mitch.
Okay.
It was a good time.
What kind of food did you have?
It was, I'm glad that there was a guy there explaining exactly what the first item was, because I thought it was...
The buffet style?
I'm a dollar. Yeah, it's buffet.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, it's a big party.
Yeah.
I thought it was a big tray of mashed potatoes.
Uh-huh.
He's like, no, that's not mashed potatoes, stupid. That's polenta.
Oh, okay.
So it was like polenta with a bunch of vegetable and then protein toppings, like chicken breast, salmon. Mm-hmm. You had like a broccolini, like hybrid.
I like that.
You had some fancy heirloom carrots. Uh-huh. You had some nice fancy roasted mushrooms. It was good.
Good.
Food was good. Open bar. Hung out for about an hour and a half, and then out of there.
So you were 7:30. So you got home probably 8:20-ish.
Yeah. And thankfully, the traffic driving home was pretty clear.
Yeah.
Like, it was still a little bit rainy and overcast, but it wasn't freaking bumper to bumper like it was on the way there.
Well, I'm glad you went, Cakes. I'm glad you represented.
You represented.
I mean, normally, I'll be honest with you, I go to 97% of them. Mm-hmm. I just didn't go this one for a reason.
You were tired. You were just very tired.
I was tired, and I just kind of never really planned on going. I had the date saved.
All right.
Hung out with Sam Weiner. He was
I got my mom living at my house. I got a lot going on.
Yeah, you got stuff.
Sam, the sales guy, he was just looking at the buffet. Wasn't actually eating. I mean, that guy's just wasting away.
Yeah. But I hung out with a couple sales guys yesterday, and I'll say this. It went great, but we had a little meeting, and I won't say with who yet until they everything's signed and sealed and delivered.
Mm-hmm.
But JP and I are going to be doing endorsements for this company, and it's and I had no idea.
What kind of industry is the company?
It's in the PT world.
Okay.
Okay, right? That kind of thing.
All right.
And it's great. But I showed up thinking we were just going to a regular client meeting, do a little handshake. And all of a sudden, I have a hard time parking. Mm-hmm. I'm there a little bit late, okay? Because there's like 19 buildings around, and I had to go to building 7. And I was in a hotel. All of a sudden, I'm in a hotel. I'm not in the correct building. I finally get there. I open it. The lady doesn't even know what I'm talking about. I'm here with Odyssey
because
it's a big company.
Mm-hmm.
She takes me back into the bowels of the huge office. And like, I thought I was like, it was like an office like this size. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like a big space, whole floor. And
lots of people there.
I mean, you open up the doors, there's 17 people in there. And I'm like interrupting guy's giving a little presentation.
Like a sales pitch?
Just like the doctor or something.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, sorry, guys.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Having trouble parking.
Yeah.
And then and everything's great. Everyone's nice. Mm-hmm. I'm learning some stuff. And then I don't know how you guys would have reacted. I reacted probably not in a great way.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And they said, they had this camera, we're going to do an assessment of you guys.
Oh, like right on the spot assessment?
I didn't come here to do any test. Okay. What are you talking about? And they wanted me to, and they all of a sudden, JP's up there and you're bouncing on one leg, you're balancing yourself.
I would have failed this test.
In front of everybody?
Yes!
You had no idea that was going
to
happen.
No! I went to RJ and I was like, okay, you didn't come here to take a test? Uh-huh. You come here to fall down in front of everybody?
He didn't brief you on that.
He didn't know.
He
didn't know either
because
afterwards
too.
We had a conversation.
Okay.
And they could hear me muttering under my breath. I didn't come here for any tests.
Right,
right.
Like, especially, listen, I don't mind. I take my pants off in front of doctors all the time. I mean, they go where the sun don't shine. That's fine. But nobody
but at least
wants
you're prepared
be,
for that.
But nobody wants to take an assessment in front of like 20 strangers.
I hear you.
Where you're bouncing on one leg and, you know.
Yeah.
But I ended up doing it. Ended up being fine.
How did you grade out?
grade out. I
flexibility,
guess,
balance, they do
all that.
That
stuff. Yeah. So JP and I both basically had the same exact score.
Okay.
It was like low 70s.
Right.
Relative to our age group.
Okay.
It does. We both basically flunked miserably the balance stuff.
Okay.
Which
balance is that's my kryptonite too.
My wife was kind of mocking me. I had her like do the bit. They just do a simple bit. One of them where you stand on one leg, close your eyes, have your hands on your hips, and you got to stand for 30 seconds.
Right.
Good luck. Good luck with that one.
Balancing on one leg?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd fall right over on my, face plant.
Yeah.
And you had no idea this was happening.
No, I just thought I was going in there to shake some hands and be silly.
Right.
Yeah.
Be schmoozy and be money.
Right.
Which I was.
Well, now it's going to turn into money.
Yeah, and it worked out great, and they're thrilled. But there was a moment there where I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I was seething.
Yeah, I bet you
seething.
Were. Did you ever ponder just walking out and saying,
no,
I'm done?
No, but I said to RJ, I said, I'm not doing any tests. I didn't come here to do any tests. Yeah. I was in my sweats and like, my.
Did you have a hat on?
Yes, I was just like this, basically.
So you went straight from work?
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny.
I didn't know I was going to a conference.
Yeah.
You didn't know you were going to be the spotlight.
Yeah. And, then I got a pole and I'm doing squats. There was all kinds of stuff.
Man,
they're
putting you through the paces.
Now, they wanted us to experience
right.
the thing, and it's easy, but when you don't know what you're getting into, yeah. there's a little anxiety there.
Gotcha.
But it worked out. They were thrilled. They're going to do a big thing.
They're going to spend money.
It'll be great.
Excellent.
But I saw enough salespeople yesterday.
Yeah, you did your part.
That I was good.
Hey, Drabby, do you have an update? Anybody call us?
Yeah, a couple of people call. You know, the psychos that listen to DC, you know, the police blotter.
Right. Uh-huh. They listen like the scanners, right.
Yeah. There's some sort of police barricade, Ooh. An armed guy inside.
Oh, jeez.
One of them said something about waiting on a warrant. I don't.
Oh, okay.
Do we know what building?
They both said armed, one of the apartment buildings.
Okay.
It's right
I was going to say, that's in a tough part where you were describing.
Yeah.
It's kind of tough over there. So
it's right next to the Pink Taco, all that area.
Ah, right.
Oh, that's
right.
Where it is? Yeah, yeah. That's where my
sister
works.
Across the street from Circa.
Yeah, that's like the main drag.
It's the main drag.
Coming down
yeah, but
here.
It's, yeah. it's
what is that? Is that M Street? Yeah,
M Street. M Street yeah. shut down.
It's dicier than it looks.
It's First oh, Street.
My sister worked
First
there.
Street. Okay.
It's the one that runs this way. Yeah. One of the apartments.
Yeah, that comes this way. Right, right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they've got blocks cordoned off.
Best well, if you have an armed, you know,
best money I've ever spent is... Not walking that Baghdad mile that you guys walk every morning and parking underneath this building.
Yeah.
Like it's.
Well, I mean, I was kind of interested.
I'm happy to stroke that check.
Yeah.
Because it's just peace of mind.
Yeah.
I scan that card.
You're not going to get clipped by anything stray.
I scan that card and then I drive down the ramp and it's parking nirvana. Now I'm paying for it, but. There's you know something what? To paying for what's called peace of mind.
I'm with you, Cakes.
It's good to have peace of mind.
I'm with
especially
you.
Especially when you're mega tilted by your daily commute, which I am at this point.
Yeah. Most people probably
luckily,
are.
Luckily, I'm off for a bit after these next couple days, so I won't have to commute for a while. But, man, it is driving
so
me
we'll
up
try
the
and
wall.
We'll try and find out some more information.
So are you off tomorrow?
No, I'm off starting next week.
Oh, starting next week.
Yeah.
Yeah,
next week.
Gotcha. All right, so when we come back, we'll
it's
get
you and me next week, bro. Two-man
just
show,
man. Okay.
We'll although good. We've got the Christmas party show on, or not Christmas party show, the Christmas show on Friday.
That's right. At MGM National Harbor. Hope people can come out to join us. That is Friday.
That's if we survive
December
the monumental
20th.
Show on Saturday.
Yeah.
That's the Altcast, which is coming up in just a few days.
Right.
As we cover, semi-cover Caps Sabres on Monumental Sports Network.
Yeah. I'm just gonna let Cakes do most of the talking because he's the biggest Caps guy.
I'm hoping you have 9 questions ready for one of our guests that's zooming in.
Right. Well, we're going to have Rod Langway.
We're going to have Rod Langway.
We can do easy.
Sitting right there next to
Correct.
Us.
Correct. PK Subban. I don't know.
PK Subban, yeah.
I don't have that much
He's a good
him.
Dude. He's a good guy.
I've seen him a million times on TV, but.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll let you handle that one.
All right, coming up on the show, we've got Brian Baldinger joining us at 7:20. He's Odyssey's NFL insider. We'll talk Commanders, Saints, and more with him. At 8, Dave Richard will join us. Week 15 of the NFL season is here, and more importantly,
playoffs.
Fantasy football playoffs are upon us. So he will help answer your questions for all of your lineup decisions that
got a
you
big game
surely
tonight.
Have. And in studio, our friend from Monumental Sports, Jim Van Stone, he's going to join us. He'll get us up to speed on the latest at Capital One Arena as far as the renovations and the plans going forward.
What about the Doubters? The Doubter on today?
Is Doubt on? Yes, I skipped him. Yeah. Nick Doubt at 8:25.
Yeah, there you go.
So you got a guest-laden show. And when we come back, we'll talk about Bill Belichick heading to the college ranks to take over at UNC. We'll be right back.